T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, though, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest for you. And the latest is, Clint, it looks like the Texans have focused in on who their top candidate is. John McClain, who was on with us earlier in 4 o'clock. Use the Odyssey app to listen to that.
Booger butt.
That's right. Also, if you missed that, he said that I am the coolest person. One of the coolest people he knows. That's followed off of him calling me a genius a couple of months back. Anyhow, he said that the Texans' lead candidate is DeMeco Ryans. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network also spoke on the latest between the Texans and DeMeco Ryans.
DeMeco Ryans has emerged as maybe the hottest coaching candidate, and we are getting some clarity on his situation. Sources tell me and my colleague Tom Pelissero right over there that DeMeco Ryans has emerged as top candidate for the Houston Texans. His former team obviously was a star linebacker there. So many people thought when he was a player, man, this guy's a head coach, and he is close to being exactly that. From what we understand, Ryans is set to meet with the Texans at some point after this game. If all goes well, and you know you would think that it would, but if all goes well, he could be their next head coach. And of course, for Houston, it has been a little bit of an odyssey the last couple years as they're rebuilding on the fly, a couple different coaches. This is one of the, as I mentioned, hottest young coaches, bright young coaches, just 38 years old, extremely close to being an NFL head coach.
All right. Looks like there's interest both ways, Clint. I believe this report. I don't believe that Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero would report this if they didn't get it for somebody very, very high up within the Texans organization. So I do believe the Texans are targeting DeMeco Ryans. As he said, they'll try to meet with him next week. If there is mutual interest, you would hope this is something that could get done relatively quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is the guy's coaching in the NFC Championship and possibly a Super Bowl, so I don't know how quickly it can happen. I'm not questioning the validity of the report and not questioning the job that Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero do. I'm just telling you, I don't know what could have happened from yesterday to today when DeMeco Ryans is working on probably a 20-hour day and what I would say is the most important of the preparation days for a Sunday game, which is a Thursday night. I would think that, like, what could happen within that of what DeMeco Ryans is doing to move the needle from yesterday to today? I would say nothing. So to your point of it probably came from within the Texans organization, and look, that sounds great. If DeMeco's their guy, you know, there could be an opportunity Monday to hire him. Yeah. And you know, if you do that, you got to believe that this report is very valid. If you look up and the Texans have a second interview with DeMeco Ryans, and then also continue to go on and have a second interview with Jonathan Gannon and a second interview with Shane Steichen, then you got to question, to me, you got to question this source or the validity of the report at the end of the day. So, you know, for what it's worth, DeMeco Ryans is probably the top candidate on at least two of the team to the remaining opening.
I want to bypass that real quick. I want you to react to what I'm seeing here on the text line, Dirty, and that is it seems like you are down on D'Amico Ryans. I know you wanted an offensive-minded coach, but why are you down on D'Amico?
I'm not down on D'Amico Ryans at all. I would love for the Texans to hire D'Amico Ryans. All I'm saying is you hired D'Amico Ryans. I'm going to be very, very patient in my celebration because I believe that the offensive mind that is hired hopefully very quickly and hopefully by D'Amico Ryans afterwards is just as important as the defensive-minded head coach. It doesn't matter. Robert Saleh right now is scrambling. And I just looked it up a while ago when we were talking about the playoff games this weekend, the championship games this weekend. You got the Philadelphia Eagles defense up there in terms of being great against the pass. You got the San Francisco 49ers defense up there being great against the run. Guess what logo's right there in the mix with them? The Jets, where Robert Saleh is. Robert Saleh is a defensive-minded head coach that's scrambling because he drafted the wrong quarterback and he hired the wrong offensive coordinator. I'd rather that not happen here in Houston, so that's why I'm an offensive-minded guy. But if you go with D'Amico and you're hiring the alpha, you're hiring the coach that you believe is the best fit here in Houston, and so be it. I am 100% behind hiring the right guy. All I'm saying is D'Amico better get that offense right, because you can be the best top three defense in the league, and you ain't going to be nothing but a 7-8-9 win team, fringe playoff team, until you get that quarterback right. And you draft the wrong guy, or you hire the wrong guy, that's not a one-year problem. That's going to be multiple years in the middle of a rebuild. It's going to slow the rebuild significantly versus the right offensive mind, the right quarterback accelerates it. That's all.
I don't get the sense that you believe this, like it's a mistake.
No, not at all.
Mistake hiring D'Amico. You just have a preference, and that he could still be very, very successful.
Absolutely.
Very successful. Just going to have more decisions that he has to make. So that's the latest there. Mutual interest both ways between the Texans and D'Amico Ryans. We'll see what happens moving forward after these games this weekend.
5 o'clock fire.
You brought up Robert Saleh. A little bit more coaching news. Somehow Mike LaFleur, after being fired as the offensive coordinator with the Jets, after they struggled, and that was the crowning reason why they didn't make the playoffs. They were in the playoffs probably three or four games to go, and then they just pretty much lost them all and struggled offensively, and their quarterback situation struggled. The Rams, Sean McVay is going to bring back Mike LaFleur as his offensive coordinator with the Rams. Interesting, boy. He gets a gig after, and I'm sure he will flourish there and do well because it's the Rams. But boy, man, another one. Him Nathaniel.
Yeah,
Nathaniel. He got a gig after having a poor performance. Hell, Frank Reich, their offense wasn't great. He got another job.
Yeah.
So these guys are getting gigs. But of all of them, I think Mike LaFleur going to the Rams under Sean McVay is probably going to work out the best.
Well, yeah, man, this is the equivalent of Andy Reid hiring Matt Nagy back after he just fails as a head coach. And then, you know, Bill Belichick hires Joe Judge and Matt Patricia back after they fail as a head coach. He hires McDaniels back after he fails as a head coach. Bill O'Brien after he stumbles out of Houston. These guys are familiar with certain individuals, and when those guys fail as the head coach, they know they're good coordinators, and so they bring them back into their fold in this situation. I mean, hell, it's almost foolproof with Mike LaFleur. Hell, Sean McVay's going to call the plays.
He was on track. When he took the Jets job, a lot of people thought he was going to be very similar to his brother.
Yeah.
Be on track to be a head coach. I wonder how much that stint with the Jets will hold him back because, hell, anybody who has been the OC for Sean pretty much gets a head coaching job, even though he calls plays.
Yeah, but I mean, it is interesting because that Liam Cohen is the guy that left the Rams, left Sean McVay, went to Kentucky. Will Levis has a good year 2 years ago, or year before last.
Yeah.
And then he leaves Kentucky, goes back to the Rams for last year. And then it was actually before – Sean McVay decided to tell his whole staff to go look for another job. He wasn't real sure what he was going to do. Before that, Liam Cohen actually agreed to return to Kentucky. So that's how the offensive coordinator position came open. And I think Sean McVay looked up and Mike just kind of fell in his lap.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But, he lands on his feet in L.A. This will probably get him on track almost as well as he would be with the Jets. to being a future head coach.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, man, let's look at these games coming up on Sunday as we've got a chance to see who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. The first game, the 49ers and Eagles, and I think many people here are cheering and rooting for Jalen Hurts, the Houston native, to make it to a Super Bowl. And I tell you what, I am too, Clint. And, man, you know a little bit more personal than others, than myself or Tyler or people who are listening. Like, to think about what this would mean for Jalen Hurts to make it to the Super Bowl, and not just make it to the Super Bowl as like a caretaker, but be one of the, if not the main reason why the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl, when you look at everything that happened to him, even starting in college at Alabama and the situation and the trials he went through, to think this quick that he could be a Super Bowl quarterback and a top three MVP finisher for Jalen Hurts is just amazing to look at.
Yeah, it's crazy to look at. I think this weekend the brightest spotlight is on Jalen Hurts. We know what the two guys in the AFC are capable of doing. Brock Purdy is a good player, but I think the system is going to get a lot of the credit. I think Jalen Hurts is in a great system as well, surrounded with a lot of talent. But I think when you look at the dual threat quarterback that's used in a dual threat way, second year. I mean, it's crazy to think that the Eagles have had this kind of success committing to Jalen Hurts. It's crazy the development that Jalen Hurts has made over the last several years. The whole story is absolutely beautiful, man. And so I just think if Jalen Hurts can go on and play and win in a Super Bowl, I mean, that would be the first Super Bowl winning true dual threat quarterback. I mean, there hadn't been many of them. I mean, Michael Vick went to one. You know, RC was in the Randall Cunningham was in. I don't think he ever went to a Super Bowl, but he was damn sure in the league forever. But when you talk about a guy that made a run,
I don't even think Vick went to one.
Yeah, Vick went to one. I think Vick went to one Super Bowl. I think hell, you're a better mind than me.
I remember him playing an NFC Championship game against the Eagles. That's the only time. That's the closest.
I could be wrong, but you get my point. Is you get a true dual threat quarterback, could potentially win a championship in his second year in the league.
The closest is John Elway. I think.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, and here's the deal: this is what I hate, and it probably happens more times than we know. But just knowing and having been around Jalen a little bit, I know what kind of dude he is. It's going to get minimized, right? It's going to be. Well, he was surrounded by great talent. They got a great coaching staff. He got one of the best offensive lines in football. Boy, they got a great skilled group. But I'm going to tell you, man, that dude's, I mean, again, the it factor in Jalen Hurts, the leadership ability, the alpha, it's like one I've never seen.
But it's kind of what we talked about when we were talking about the Deshaun trading thing.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, the Eagles, they got a lot of assets. And I said, the one thing that scares you about the Eagles is Jalen has a lot of the intangible stuff down. If he ever got the football part to a place where you felt good about it, then he could mess it up and make the Eagles feel like, well, we don't need to trade for a quarterback. And he has certainly done that under Nick Sirianni. And a lot, like, he's got everything. You could tell they roll with him. By the way, Donovan McNabb is probably the closest.
There you go. Good one. Good call. But here, the deal with Jalen Hurts is like he's always had that, and then the minute you have this level of success at the pinnacle of your profession, boy, it's even tenfold powerful. So I get my point in saying all of that is like that's going to get overlooked, it's going to get minimized because it's an intangible and it's not the sexiest conversation. But the reality of it is, you want to know why Nick Sirianni is and has been so committed to Jalen Hurts? Sure, he's a good player, no question about it. But it has more to do with those intangibles and the leader and than it does any of the tangible physical things that he can do on a football field.
I think he's the reason why I got the Eagles in this game. I think he's the difference.
Eagles, Bengals, man.
Yeah, I think he is.
5 o'clock fire.
Well, I don't agree with the second portion of that, but we can get to that game too as the nightcap, the one that I think most people are looking forward to. The Bengals, they go into Arrowhead.
Arrowhead.
They go in to Arrowhead and face the Chiefs coming up as they are looking to get to their second straight Super Bowl. And Clint, I know as you said it, you like the Bengals. I wonder, and I'd like to get the Trailer Will and Frame text line to get involved in this right now, 713-572-4610. I just wonder where we are now outside of Houston, or outside of Cincinnati. Like, who do you think people are rooting for in this game more, Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes? Like, I wonder, like, neither one of them are, I think both of them are likable. But I wonder who most people are rooting for between the two of them, Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know a lot of people I'm around love the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are easy to like, man. I think Pat's easy to like. Andy's easy to like. Outside of taking a risk on some very suspect players over the last couple of years, they probably turned some people away from them over the last 5 or 6 years. Hell, longer than that, I guess. But other than that, I mean, it's a very, very likable team. They're fun. They're fun. Any football person that just enjoys watching the game absolutely loves watching Kansas City. But then again, you look at Burrow, it's a fun brand of football to watch as well. So I would like say Kansas City, but Burrow's like, catching them.
It feels like Kansas City has reached the point of either becoming annoying because they win, because this is the fifth time they've been here in a row, right? Like, this is the fifth time. It feels like the feel of Mahomes is feeling different now. I felt like Mahomes was like almost like Steph. I know Tyler's really one of the only people in the world who hates Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But I felt like he was more like Steph, and like people just liked him. Like they were, you know, they enjoyed him. I don't know, man. First off, Burrow is cool as hell. Like, he may look like Macaulay Culkin, but that ain't the energy he gives off. That's not the energy he gives off. I think right now, I think most people outside of Cincinnati and Kansas City root for Joe Burrow over Mahomes right now. Like, someone just texted in, Mahomes' family is what's thrown me off. Mahomes' family has made me stop.
The little bit I've seen, I can understand that.
I
can understand that. Hell, it turns him off, I think, to a certain degree. I think he's had to check him a couple of times. Yeah,
Somebody texted in, I can see myself doing more of what Burrow does. I can't see myself doing the things that Mahomes is able
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you can relate to that, that's a thing sometimes.
That is, like, I struggle with Pat because Pat does so many ill-advised things. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of, like, the quarterback trainer, the mechanic technician, you know, that guy in me watches, and you almost, like, I watch and I'm like, something's bad is bound to happen.
Hey, Kermit the Frog.
And now we're going on how many years of this guy go at some point sit back and relax, because ain't nothing bad going to happen. You know what I mean?
It's just not as much, yeah. Yeah, so that's the latest. I got the Chiefs. I know you got the Bengals.
Bengals and Eagles, baby.
I got Chiefs and Eagles. Should be a fun weekend coming forward. All right, we'll get you there. There's another part to this D'Amico Ryans thing. As we understand, he is the top candidate for the Houston Texans. And Clint, guess what? Tyler ordered late again. Tyler ordered.
Oh, late. my late night meal.
Yeah, we got it. Latest, man. He did it again.
Grow up.
All of that coming up next on the Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, here from the text lines, I say, who are people rooting for more? Joe Burrow, I've had enough with the Chiefs. I don't want KC to win because they took Mahomes from us.
Oh, that's tough.
Man. Yes, yeah. Got a little, look at the look on Tyler's face.
got a little feedback on them dual threat quarterbacks I missed on.
Oh, he sure did. He said dual threat quarterbacks. You did. Like, people were sending them in. Yeah, what do you categorize dual threat?
Yeah, my definition of dual threat is clearly a little bit different than
that. Because we got Steve Young was sent in, and he did some running. Colin Kaepernick, now I think that's a good one. Cam Newton, they made it.
We're talking about true dual threat quarterbacks that made it to the Super Bowl. I thought Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts wins it, he'll be the first one, damn sure, to win it. But he'll be in a small group of guys that got there.
I feel like it's just three. Because somebody, I didn't give you Fran Tarkenton, but somebody sent.
That's before my time. I like old Fran, but I don't.
Like Steve McNair, you said, but was he really? He may
Cam. McNair's he may. The Steve's the one that's kind of on the fence for me. Like I think Cam and Cap, those two are legit dual threats. Their offensive coordinator they're designing quarterback plus one. Like when I categorize a dual threat is it's like if your coach is calling quarterback plus one runs. Like it is designed. You catch. We're going quarterback counter. We're going quarterback power. We're zone reading this thing, and you're pulling it and keeping it out the back gate kind of thing. That to me, that's what I'm talking about. And the ones that I didn't have right on the tip of my tongue in that last conversation is Cam and Cap. The rest of them.
Yeah, I said Donovan, but I don't think Andy Reid was calling design runs.
I think he was more in the Steve Young category.
Mobile,
right?
And ran. Yeah, they were.
What about
mobile.
RC? What about Randall? Hell, I don't think, did Randall ever make a Super Bowl?
I don't think so. No, he should have. The Vikings, remember, they ended up losing to Atlanta. Like Vic got the NFC Championship game. Now they call it design runs for him.
Yeah, Vic would be one. Cap and Vic would be the three that have made it. You say Vic did not make it?
No, he didn't. But I think Tennessee, when Steve went, later in Steve's career, I don't think Steve was a dual threat quarterback. Like when he was later in Tennessee and in Baltimore, I think they were calling design runs.
Maybe.
When he was with Tennessee early.
Maybe so.
So I'd give him that one.
So where are we at? We had Cam,
Cap, and I'd say Steve McNair.
Steve McNair. Those are three dual threat quarterbacks that made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? If Jalen Hurts is able to get there, he'll be in some really, really good company. And if he's winning, he'll be the first one. Who?
Russell Wilson, does he fit in that? I don't think they're designing runs for him either. I think they probably are, but not to this degree.
I'm talking about dudes that their run game was a major part of, like their ability to run the quarterback plus one was a major part.
We're gonna call design runs 5 to 10 times a game.
Yeah, look, your ass better stop them, spy them, or it's gonna be a long game. Yeah. Russ is a good one. That's a good fringe one.
It's a fringe one.
Lamar obviously is one if he ever gets there. But think about that. I mean, think about that. If Jalen Hurts gets there and wins it, he'll be in a league of his own.
Yeah. All right, Clint. Tell me if I'm doing too much. I'm sure the audience.
The answer is probably yes, but go ahead.
If I'm thinking too much through this, so I'm sitting here and I look as it's been reported, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, and for that matter, John McClain, our own guy, senior writer here at sportsradio610.com, said that they can confirm for the Texans that D'Amico Ryans is their lead candidate, their top guy. So I'm thinking, well, if I'm a Texans fan, I hope that the 49ers lose. I hope they lose because, to me, like, my thinking is, boy, you want to get this thing started right away. Like, you would want to get D'Amico in as early as possible to get in what his staff's going to be, what the thought is going to be for the offseason, because I'm telling you, the season ends and then free agency is going to be available right before you know it, and then the draft is coming, obviously, in April, and you need to know. And if the Niners wins, win, that means he's going to be with the Niners for another 2 weeks. And even if you have some kind of deal in place, even if that is the case, he's still going to have a ton of focus on the Super Bowl weeks. You miss 2 weeks plus probably of having your offseason ready, him having his coaching staff in there, and you guys getting ready to work. You think I'm over? You think the 2 weeks is that big of a deal for the Texans if the 49ers win and D'Amico is still kind of still with their run over the next 2 weeks and you miss that? You think I'm overblowing?
Well, it would definitely be ideal. I mean, I think it for us, actually for us it wouldn't be, but for the Texans, I think it would be ideal to get him in here and get started and get cranking on who, you know, what the staff is going to be. I think the longer you wait, the more jobs that are filled, the more staffs are going to start filling up, and I don't think guys are going to wait around for for the D'Amico and the Super Bowl and the Texans.
We're starting to see OCs get filled up.
Yeah. I mean, whether we agree or disagree with their ability to go get another job after absolutely falling on their face, Nathaniel Hackett goes to the Jets after you know, failing miserably with the Denver Broncos. Mike LaFleur fails with the Jets, and he gets scooped up by the Rams.
I mean, Tyler said that the Falcons they hired a defensive coordinator. You know, he's going to probably hire a defensive coordinator too. So it's both. It's you know, the entire staff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it would be best case scenario if for the Texans, if D'Amico were to lose out and they, he is 100% in bed with them and they are as well. And you move on. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be ideal. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly concerned if he
has to work for two more weeks and not get.
Yeah, if he has to work for a couple more weeks and go, hell, if anything, that'd make me feel a little bit better about going and getting him. If his defense, because they ain't winning. I don't think San Francisco's going to win too many shootouts. They're winning in large part due to D'Amico Ryan's defense. And so I think going and getting the Super Bowl would be a hell of a way to introduce your head coach. If D'Amico is the guy that they are just head over heels for, it'd be a hell of a deal to hire a defensive coordinator from a team that his defense carried them to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 713 from the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line. That's selfish. I want Ryan's to get a ring. I acknowledge it's selfish. I just feel like the Texans need to not waste no time on what they're going to do and what their offseason plan is going to be. All right, we had a good time last night, and I could see when Tyler was walking out where this was going. I got in there. I ordered some lovely shrimp tacos.
They smelt and looked really, really good. I'll say that.
Lovely shrimp tacos. I watched him. He didn't eat a thing, which is not shocking.
But okay, go ahead. I know. I could derail this because I just don't understand why the hell you wouldn't eat in that situation.
He wasn't hungry.
And did you hear him?
Yeah, you were.
Did you hear him?
If he wasn't hungry.
Oh, it smells so good. He was doubling it down there. God, that smells good. He just said it. They smell so good.
You hadn't ate since 9 a.m. How are you not hungry?
More than that. So at that point, you knew when we left, Tyler's getting something to eat. Knew it was. Now, he probably had the opportunity to stop somewhere to get something to eat, but that's not what Tyler does. Did you go DoorDash again?
I did, man. When I was going home, I wasn't hungry yet.
Come on,
you
man.
Still weren't hungry going home. So you got, like
you are a liar.
I haven't thought about it. I was driving home. I was like, should I get? I was like, I'm not that hungry. I'll probably be good. About an hour later, sitting on the couch watching some Netflix, hit me.
I mean, how do you go out and have drinks with the fellas, a bunch of them, shots type of evening, and then go home and watch an hour worth of Netflix to get hungry and then order food.
It's just all about pace, man. It's all about how you set yourself up for success on a night night.
Where did you order? Where did you eat from?
There's so much wrong with
McDonald's. McDonald's last night, right?
Yeah, at that time of night, there's only like three options. Last night, I went Jack in the Box. I got in on those tacos. Dirty Red told me a story when we were leaving yesterday about the Jack in the Box tacos. Had me thinking about them.
Me and my sister-in-law ate 24 one on a drunken evening.
We remember. In that back seat, boy.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Hey, so you.
What did you get? Did you get the tacos?
Are you rooster tailing today?
He's got to be with that.
You
got to
be rooster tailing.
I unloaded this morning.
Jack in the Box?
I unloaded this morning. Good something not very holy. But no, I just rolled with two Jack in the Box tacos, man, and one junior bacon cheeseburger.
right.
Man. Junior bacon cheeseburger.
Those are underrated.
What time was this? Wendy's. You got it on your phone.
I'm pulling it up. Oh, Let me look.
This has to be.
What time do you think it was?
I'm thinking 12:15, 12:13.
12:15 or 12:30 a.m.
I said 12:13.
I ordered Jack in the Box at, it was 12:42 a.m. You weren't far off. Clint. Off by about 30 minutes.
Clint. I was in the bed, Doug.
Yeah, because a normal human being goes out with their buddies, drinks a little bit, goes home, and goes to bed. I got home
about 12:04. Had me a little salmon. A little salmon.
That's healthy.
Crib. Just went through a little salmon in, ate it, bam, went out. You at 12:48 ordered. I'm asleep, brother.
I took it easy, though. I didn't get, like, two meals, like, from McDonald's. I got just the two tacos and the junior bacon cheeseburger.
Did you at least finish it?
Almost. I finished the tacos. I didn't quite finish that junior bacon.
Do I know why you ordered it?
Because I was hungry.
I know, but do I know why you were hungry?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Coming up. Rooster
tail and ass Tyler.
This better happen. It is Friday. It is the last segment of the show on Friday. This is where the best of the drive is supposed to be happening. It better happen. I swear before God, or I'm going to decapitate your nuts with my foot.
Oh, wow.
It better happen coming up next.
Just the greatest producer in the world, Tyler T. Mills.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Please, Lord.
You with us?
Yeah, we were just cleaning that last segment up about you. Worried about you, man.
Yeah, somebody.
No need to worry.
Someone text in.
Well.
Yo, Tyler, on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, you Aggies may not know this, but hey, Holmes.
Oh, come on.
There is a thing called a refrigerator where you can store food in, so when cravings hit you, you can eat.
I'm a busy man, texter. And I got a wife that works a full-time job as well.
Can't be the response. I'm a busy man.
Anybody? I'm a very, very busy man.
You know what you don't have time to get groceries? Is that what you're saying?
I can't. I haven't gotten groceries in over like 2 years.
Because you know that because the same thing you do with DoorDash, you could do it like Instacart. Like you could do with groceries.
Megan handles the groceries.
I know Megan. Megan, obviously, the brains of this operation.
Oh, absolutely.
And the beauty. I know Megan has something in that damn refrigerator that you could use as an option to go up and get your happy ass up there to get it. I know there is.
She does more times than not, but sometimes I'm not craving that. Sometimes I want something a little more unhealthy.
You think I wanted salmon last night? You think
no, what, and I'm proud of you.
You think that's what I wanted?
No, that's... I mean, that's some serious self-control.
You got a different set of problems that he's got. Hey, we're just worried about you, man. We don't need to worry.
I'm healthy as a horse.
That's how every episode of Intervention starts.
I don't need no help.
I don't need no. You don't worry about me. I don't need no help. I'm worried about you, bud.
No need to worry, man.
Yeah.
No need. All right. This is what I'm worried about. The last 2 weeks, we have been robbed, stolen of the best of the week on the drive. It's my favorite segment. You always do a hell of a job.
You use that term always loosely now.
Oh, yeah, he does. But I'll give him that. He doesn't do it all the time.
When I do it, it's amazing.
He doesn't
amazing.
Do it all the time.
That's right. He's got to keep you on your toes, Show. Maybe you're the one that has to earn it, Show.
Listen, trying to, man. This is where we found the birth of, what was your rap?
T-Mill on the mic.
Yeah, T-Mill on the mic. This is where we
Straight
found
Straight fire.
So many things.
What happened to him? I thought he had a...
Oh, he's right here, friend.
But I thought you had a treasure trove of old throwbacks.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
T-Mill on the mic's dead and gone.
T-Mill on the mic put out two hits. And
there's a solid six of those hits out there.
Last week I threw two and he just started the music, Clint, and just ran the music. Didn't have that. Just tricked me. Suckered me. That's why I was really upset.
Wait, it was really funny. You didn't see his face.
All of us. Suckered all of us.
His face was like, what?
All right, here we go. This is the best of the week on the drive.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Clint Sterner is back in the building, enjoyed himself in Mexico.
Yes, he did.
You did? You feeling good and refreshed?
Word on the street is, no, good and refreshed. I don't know about you, but wasn't a whole lot of relaxing going on. Cabo, we was hot stepping now.
Oh, my.
It was embarrassing, and I was madder than a hornet.
Were you?
Yeah, I was mad as hell.
What do you think was the issue?
Hey, stay with it, big fella. You'll get it. Oh, look, I'm embarrassed about it. And then my wife made it worse.
Should Texans fans kind of just give up on the Sean Payton thing?
When you talk about giving up multiple first-round picks, potentially multiple second-round picks, then I think the more established teams that can afford to give up future picks would be the teams that have the advantage at that point in time. The Texans, they're relying on these draft picks to hit and hit in a big way.
All right, Clint, there are reports. This is the one thing with the Astros, the only team in Major League Baseball that does not have a general manager.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This guy just said in my ear. This guy just, in my ear only, it is effing fly.
From the text line, show, stop acting like you're Mr. GQ. I'm not.
You are the scarf guy.
The showman.
I'm not, but I'm not going to be the one to come and say, hey, Doc, outside of Calvin Murphy, I'll be the baddest dude in this place.
When you know, you know, man.
How long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Let's just be honest here.
What was Troy Aikman's number?
8 years? No. 8 years, Chief.
Between Aikman and Elway.
My God.
Seven and eight years.
I'm not proud of it. Okay?
You ever got your chompers cleaned in damn near a decade?
You got to take care of yourself, man. You're less of an adult, man. That's less than an adult.
That's fair.
8 years?
I said seven or eight. Courtney, be honest. You haven't been to the dentist since we've had kids.
Damn.
That's not true.
So little shows
not,
at nine.
No, it's not true.
So it's actually it is,
no,
more
it, no, it's
Steve
not, no,
McNair.
No,
wasn't Steve McNair with Air McNair? Wasn't he nine?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. I'm with you. I don't think Evero is
Evero Ejiro?
I've been rolling so well.
Don't get frustrated. Evero, you got your teeth cleaned
I don't
today,
think
man.
I did, man.
My name is Ejiro Evero.
Our guy, Brooks Cabina. You may know him as Bruce. We know him as Brooks. Brooks, man, how you doing?
A hallway? Are you in a closet? What are we doing, man? We hunkered down?
Just in a bedroom right now. So, you know, working out. So
in a bedroom working out. This
so you're in a bedroom working out. That's why you sound like this. He's in the bedroom working out. We're here. We don't want to slow you up here.
Alex Bregman, world champion, Houston Astro with us on Sports Radio 610.
Going back-to-back hasn't been done since 2000. I think that's a good goal for us to have. I think it motivates every single one of us every single day.
Tyler came to us this week and said, oh, I'm going for the throne. I'm going for the throne as second best dressed at this entire damn event. Now, we know the throne is Calvin Murphy, and of course, he did not disappoint. I will say, many of you have seen the photos, but Tyler came and brought it now. Tyler looked good. Tyler brought it. The jacket was nice.
Jacket was fly.
You looked good, brother. Oh, it looks like Show got his shins taken away from him.
That looked like that dude got some short-ass legs.
Ain't got no. I went to the dentist for the first time in 7 or 8 years.
Good for you.
It was
That's
nine,
incredible.
Cynthia. It was nine.
The drive is live, baby, and in color.
And it's in the house. Y'all got a cold? Got a little nasal, boy.
damn tequila.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You know, I want to tell you how happy I am and how good that was, but I feel like when I do that, you get comfortable, and then we don't see you, and you don't do it next week. And that's so. Nice job doing your job.
I appreciate it. We'll have another one next week and maybe get a little more taste of Timo on the mic.
Well done, bud.
Thank you.
I do want to say this is the first time in history in the best of the week on the drive that I think we've gotten something from Friday on the actual best of the week.
I wanted to make you proud, man.
Yeah.
Generally, it just cuts off on Thursday because he says he's got so much going that he can't turn it around on a Friday.
Why I got a DoorDash.
I'm going to imagine he probably just wrapped it up today because y'all had too much to party about last night. Y'all had to hurry up and rush out of the building. Exactly. Show couldn't wait. Got
that
his
tequila
teeth clean,
was
haircut,
calling.
New yeah, shoes.
Man. All right, man. It just so happened.
If I'm Courtney, I got questions.
It's a coincidence that it all happened in the same. It is.
If I'm Courtney, I got some serious questions. I mean, I ain't ever seen. Tyler, have you ever seen? Like, I went to Cabo for 4 days, and I didn't do any of that to get. I mean, I got a haircut last minute. Got a haircut.
Struggled on a paddleboard.
Bought a couple of. We're not talking about when I was there, jackass.
Oh, my bad.
You did struggle on that paddleboard.
Bought a couple of shirts.
You went to buy pants that you didn't execute that one though.
Okay.
You were going.
I actually did get a pair of pants.
Just not $500.
Not the $500 pair. I mean, I'm trying to get to where you're at. Did I go to the dentist that week?
I don't know. I mean, but the dentist and the eyes, that just happened to be timing. I'm sure you got some new shoes. I'm sure you got a bunch of boxes of shoes in there you haven't even touched yet that you didn't brought out as new.
I got a couple. Hey,
that's why the last pair you had just fell apart on you.
Had a blowout, man.
The worst part is you gave away another pair just like
I gave him my little cousin.
And had a blowout on your little cousin. Thought he had some bad
I thought I was doing him a real favor too, and he said he was walking down the road one day to work and just pow.
Damn. Couldn't get that for a day. All right. Listen, championship weekend coming up. Remember, the best of today follows us as Figgy and T-Mill holding it down from 6 to 8. I got to say, man, you know, normally these things don't get to me. This little Mike Hilton Burrowhead thing, it's got me really pissed. Like, I don't know. It's been a long time as a sports fan that I've gotten into this space.
Because you're worried.
I'm not worried.
You used to floating around being the favorite with Pat Mahomes, and now you got somebody that's beat up on y'all three straight times, and now you're worried.
It's not even about the being worried, because I most definitely believe the Bengals walk right in there and win for a fourth straight time. Definitely can see that occurring. I just don't like – I think there is a level of disrespect, and I think that is the one that's crossed the line for me personally.
Burrowhead.
Call that thing Burrowhead. Oh, what an a-hole. That really is. I mean, first off, I will admit.
Who is that? Mike Hilton? He come up there?
Yeah, Mike Hilton. Little ass Mike Hilton.
Burrowhead.
That's so disrespectful, man. That's so disrespectful. Like, there's a line of disrespect. Like, I got to draw it.
You can put a stop to it. I tell you what, you can put a stop to it Sunday evening.
Burrowhead.
I mean, look, when something like this comes up, this is a perfect opportunity.
Burrowhead.
This is a perfect opportunity for Kansas City to do guys like yourself who grew up just dreaming of the day to go to Arrowhead and watch a game. Then when you got there, it was everything cracked up to be, and it's known as the most difficult place to play on the road for an opposing team, and there's a lot there.
They
have the ability to do you a solid as a fan. And shut them up.
I feel like there's got to be a rule. Like how many times when you were at Arkansas? How many times does Arkansas got to win at Alabama before they get to rename it?
Burrowhead.
How long has they got to before they change it from Jordan Hare Stadium?
Well, y'all have to win more than one championship for y'all getting Alabama's conversation.
I'm just saying. You win one game. They've won one game there, and now they get to. Now you're gonna rename the stadium. One name, one game. Oh, Burrowhead.
Burrowhead.
I'm not worried, man. I'll put a stop to this. Now, I will say, I did not think that anybody would beat Patrick Mahomes three straight times, but they were able to pull that off.
I didn't think they would either, man.
Here's the deal. You and a lot of people got a little bit out over your skis after the one Super Bowl title.
That's just five AFC championships.
Well, no, he's done a great job. But the five AFC championships is I mean, that's very telling as well. I mean, it is difficult, super difficult to do what Tom Brady has done. And at that point in time, putting a young Pat Mahomes in, and really unfairly putting him in that category was probably a little bit out over your skis. You can get one step closer this year, though, if you get another one.
Do you think this game is for the best quarterback in the game crown?
I ain't having that conversation, show. I'm not just. It's stupid.
But it's stupid.
It's like it doesn't even.
You're right. Yeah. Patrick's obviously the best.
People. Yeah. Well, but I mean, it's like they play the game two totally different ways. And they're nothing alike other than playing the same position. I mean, it's just not. So, like, if Lamar Jackson goes and wins the Super Bowl next year, is Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in the NFL conversation?
I mean, conversation, I would think not.
But if he makes a run to a Super Bowl and I mean, it's like,
and puts
up
stupid
numbers.
He's won an MVP. Yeah, I mean, he's got a Super Bowl.
He's a great quarterback, man. It's so hard. It's
you
so
just
hard.
Don't want to have it. You just hate it.
I mean, the way Pat plays the game – It's unfair, man. Nobody's ever done that at a championship level. And the way Burrow does it is so Brady-like. It plays the game is so Brady-like, it's crazy.
I hate to tell you, I think a lot of people are looking at it. All right, whoever wins, they got the crown of the best quarterback in the game. I think that's fair. I mean, I think it makes it fun.
Look, here's the deal. I think if Burrow goes on and wins a title, and Burrow ends up winning more down the stretch than Pat Mahomes,
then we
can have that conversation. I think a lot of people watch Pat Mahomes play, and it's ill-advised throws and holding the ball too long and doing stuff that half of us have never seen, and so it's hard to go that's sustainable. Well, like you said, five straight AFC title games. I mean, it's pretty sustained.
Second MVP before 27. Well, all right, man. We'll see what happens coming up Monday, and we'll have a good time. Coming up behind us, the best of. Tyler, great job. Clint, great job. I am Ron, the show. Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. The drive is live, baby, and in color.
And it's in the house.
Man, just, we ain't got it.
Y'all got a cold? Yeah, a little nasal, boy.
Damn tequila.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.